So here we are, ladies and gentlemen, the big 5-0. I honestly cannot believe that we have made it this far. But again, thanks very much for tuning in. As I keep on telling you are the people who make this happen, because if it was just me talking to myself, then I wouldn't have kept on going. So the fact that there is listeners out there who want to keep on listening to what I've got to say, then you are the reason why I keep coming back and doing this. So thank you. The fact that we've made it to the big 5-0 is absolutely amazing. I honestly cannot believe it. I even treated myself to some Starbucks coffee as well. So if you hear me glugging away, I will apologize now. I was talking to the beautiful lady in my life. And she was saying that I need to get metal straws, and I said that, well, that still won't help the glugging fact. So cheers for the tip, Jason, though, of the straws. But I think you'll still hear me glugging, so there's no point in getting straws. I also want to say something. Jason pointed to my attention today. On the billionaires episode, I said pegging when I was running. Now, I've just went and had a look at the Urban Dictionary, and that's not what I've been doing. To my American listeners or overseas listeners or anyone who thinks that I was running and pegging at the same time, that's totally not what I was doing. So I just want to clear that up, that pegging in Scottish is running really fast. Hopefully you got that, but I was definitely not doing what the Urban Dictionary says. Jason definitely pointed it to my attention and had a little chuckle to himself when I went and read it. Because when I went and read it, I messaged him back like, "Oh, fuck's sake!" Like, "Oh no." So yes, I haven't been pegging, as you might know it from the Urban Dictionary. I was just running really fast. So I just wanted to clear that up. It's been a few episodes now though since that one, because this is coming out on Tuesday the 3rd. So just so that I clear that up, that I wasn't doing what the Urban Dictionary was saying, what I was doing, what I said. I wasn't doing that. I was just running really fast, and that's how I got my 29 and 30 seconds run for 5K. And when I run in again today, I'd done the same route, and I got it there in half an hour, I think, or just over half an hour. It was like half an hour and a second. But the Under Armour app's pretty weird, because once you reach 5K, it doesn't actually give you your 5K. So it's like 5K and a couple of, like a couple of thingies. I'll go and have a look at my run just now, actually. Let's go and have a look. Nice, my average page was 5:59, but yeah, yesterday was 5:57. So yeah, it comes up like 5.03K. So did I do it? Did I do it? Right, okay, so that would have been, yeah, I did do it in under, so what was that? So it would be 24 minutes and a half, add 5, which is 29, add 26 seconds to half an hour, 50, yeah, 4 seconds under half an hour, huh? Not bad at all. Well, proud of myself again that I managed to do that. My knees getting pretty sore actually. I'm actually glad that I've got the beautiful lady of my life coming down this weekend, so that I'll stop running. I won't do it. I think we're going out on a few walks, so that'll be good. But yeah, I'm gonna give the running a break for a few days before I really injure myself and injure my leg or injure my knee. It's already really, really sore, to be quite honest. So yeah, that's definitely something that I don't want to do, because then that'll put me right off and not being able to go out running. I was reading quite a lot. There was like running coaches and stuff like that were saying don't go out running 5 days a week, and that's totally what I've been doing for about a year and a half now, with a few breaks. But yeah, I've been going out continuously running, and I think it's starting to catch up on me basically. So I might need to cut it back. Maybe if I go out running like Monday, go out Wednesday and Friday, or even Monday, Tuesday, and then I think I've got my boy. Yeah, I could do Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and then break and just do 3 days. Should be 15K. Which, I mean, I'm quite happy about. I might also have a look at the swimming as well, actually, because that's a good. That is better. That's at least physical activity, and you're using every muscle in your body, which is great. I really like swimming, actually. I really enjoy it. And now that I've kind of like set my best time, I want to go and beat that, because I've got to be better than the person that I was yesterday. But it was better yesterday with my running. But my knee, yeah, like my knee's pretty sore. So, and also it wasn't bucketing it down, so I didn't want to get the run over and done with as quickly. I think I also knew in my head as well that I've been pushing it recently, and I don't really want to be pushing it anymore, because when I push it, that's when I hurt myself. So I don't really want to hurt myself. Because then I'm a complete write-off for a week, and that really does my nothing. But I was out with the knee brace and all that kind of stuff running, so up mega early. I've got quite a busy day today. I need to go into Home Bargains and grab some stuff, and then I've got the beautiful lady in my life. She's coming down this weekend. She's actually on her way now, which is crazy. Yeah, because I'm recording this on Friday. Sorry, I should have mentioned that. I know that it's coming out on Tuesday, but yeah, it's Friday for me. I got my redundancy pay today. The tax man was absolutely loving me today. But then hopefully when. Well, I mean, I did, yeah. Well, I mean, I've probably paid too much tax anyway now, because I don't know if I'll be working really, really soon. I mean, I've been having a look for jobs and all that, but hopefully, I have paid too much tax. So next year, I'll get a nice little lump sum back for all my hard work that the tax man stole off of me. So I see it as a bit like savings, isn't it? That you get that back, hopefully. As long as I don't go away and earn too much again. But yeah, I've ordered my GoPro, ordered myself a new pair of running shoes, because the tread on my other ones are absolutely goosed. And so I had to go and order myself a new pair of running shoes. And yeah, when I was having a look, like I go for the Adidas. What ones do I go for? I do have a confirmation, so I can let you know. So organized again. So I go for the Solar Glide 4, because as I've said before, I overpronate when I'm running. So these have got like a support bar that stop your foot from rolling. Like my foot rolls in the way, and I run on the side if I haven't got support trainers. And I would have never have known if I didn't start running. I mean, I was always wearing like massive trainers that were too big for my feet, and then yeah, and kind of like I would have never have noticed that I was walking that way. It's probably why my back's pretty sore as well, actually, when I was wearing just normal trainers. But then when I started running, I noticed that I was running on the side of my foot and I could only do 5K. Well, I could only do 3K before it got really sore and I had to stop. And then I had a look at stability trainers and I got a pair of the Under Armour Phantoms, but they were quite heavy on your feet. Like, I think when I. My fastest run in them would have been. Well, I can probably actually check because I've got all my runs here. Let's go back and have a look when I first started running. It's pretty mental having a look at this because you can totally see like my weight loss in my face, which is mental. And it'll show me right here we go. Right, so my last run with my Under Armour shoes was on the 28th of December. I got a 6:16 there. But then before that, it was 7:20. 6 minute air? Like, I wasn't doing too bad with it. That was when I was running night and day, though. Yeah, 7:07, 6:47, 6:20, 7:12. But then my next run after I got. See, now that 6:16 is really not bad at all. I've done 6K there as well. This is obviously when I was running loads. But yeah, my next run after that. Well, actually, after. Here's me trying to see, like, it got better, but it didn't. It was like 6:37, 6:41. 6:49, 6:44, 6:57. And that was wearing the new trainers. Now I thought that they were lighter. There we go. I've got 6:21 there. 6:26, 6:32. This is all like my average pace. But then when you go and have a look at my runs just now, let's have a look at my average pace. Need to start taking photos again. So average pace now is 5:59, 5:51, 6:03, 6:31, 6:14, 6:20. So I'm basically like I haven't got that much better really from December. I'm still running at around about the same kind of pace. But I think I've actually found my right cadence. I've found what pace I do well at and what pace doesn't hurt me. And the fact that I've now started pushing it and now my knees are all sore, it just completely shows me that I still need to be running around about the 6:16, 6:30 kind of mark. And that's probably my better pace that I can, I can run at that and I don't hurt myself. But it's weird because I feel like I'm running at that kind of pace, but now I'm doing that a little bit faster. Might also be because I've lost a bit of weight recently as well. Got myself down to 80 kilograms now, which I'm absolutely amazed about. How much is that in stone? 80 kg into stone. 12.5 stone, eh? It's not bad at all. God, I thought it was like 12 point. That's just blowing my mind. Normally I don't do it in kilograms, but my mate who I used to go running with, who I've spoken about quite a lot this week on the podcast, where I went to his wedding and I was his best man, and I got absolutely smashed. We talked about that. When was it? Yesterday or Monday's episode? If you haven't wanted to listen, go and have a listen. But yeah, like him, he's always been skinnier than me, always been skinnier than me, and now I weigh less than he does, which just totally shows. And yeah, like he's, I think he said that he was about 86, 87 kilograms, so I'm like 7 kilograms or 6 kilograms lighter than he is now, which is insane, 'cause he's always been leaner and more fitter than I have. And now I've overtook him. Yeah, feels good. Not in like a, like it's more in like a competitive way, because we started off together on the running, so knowing that I am now, I've now overtaken him basically, because he was like, when we first started running, he was miles ahead of me, you know, like his times were, where his times were basically what my times are now. He, I mean, he was getting underneath half an hour at 5Ks, and recently, just before we got paid off, or just before the trainer came and shouted at us and all that kind of stuff, the what was it, the we went out running, and I think because I was annoyed, I pegged it basically, and yeah, he couldn't keep up. Like I think he had to stop to kind of like reposition his run and all that. He did, and then yeah, I was miles ahead of him, which felt good, really. You know, like it's not a competition with anybody else, but knowing that he used to beat me all the time and then I beat him was quite a nice, was quite a nice feat, which was good. But no, it's not a competition. The only person who you should totally be in competition with is yourself, the person that you were yesterday. But just know that you totally have it. You totally have what it takes to completely change your life around, because I didn't think I would completely change my life around. The way that I used to look at life was just that, oh, well, this is life basically. You get a shit job, you go out with someone that you don't really like, and you have constant arguments and all that kind of stuff, and I'm laughing because the beautiful lady in my life said that you've got a catchphrase already, and it's all that kind of stuff, because I say it quite a lot. Which is really annoying, because I noticed it as well when I was listening back to my podcast, and I was just like, nah, I need to stop it, and I can't even help it. I just say it all the time, and it, I find it annoying, so I apologize. But I'm gonna get t-shirts made of it once I need to start selling my merch, then that'll be it. All that kind of stuff. But yeah, the way that I used to look at life was just that it was shit, you know, like that you had a shit job and a shit life and shit money, and you basically just lived until you died, and then that was it, until you retired and then you died, and then that was it basically. And no wonder my life was shit, because that's the way that I constantly looked at it. Like someone messaged me on my TikTok today, someone that I used to know from years ago when I was at Cadets, and she was best friends with the sergeant, and then she became like a like an adult sergeant, like a warrant officer type thing, and she was in the Cadets and like as an adult, and so I knew her friend through her, and she was messaging me, and she put that today. She was like, oh, it's the same shit, different day. And I was like, you need to change your perspective. Remember that our brains filter out 90% of what we see in the day. So if you think that it's the same shit, different day, then it is just going to be the same shit, different day. And that's exactly how I used to live my life as well. It was just the same shit, different day. And it was exactly the same shit that I was seeing constantly. So you need to change that, because the only person who can change it is you. there's not going to be some knight in shining armor who's going to come in and freaking give you all your dreams that you've ever wished of. Like, it's just not going to happen. You need to change it. And I love that quote that you are one decision away from completely changing your life. I absolutely love it. I think it's absolutely amazing because we all are just that one decision away from completely changing our life. And you can do it. You can totally do it. It is so possible because I'm here telling you now that it's possible, and I never thought it was possible. As I've just said, I thought it was shit that you got dealt shit, you had a shit job, you had shit money, you couldn't really do the things that you wanted because you've just got a shit job. And yeah, no wonder my life was shit. But now that I have changed that and I've got a more positive outlook in life, then great things are happening. Great people are coming into my life. Like with me and the beautiful lady in my life, I wasn't even really looking for anything. I just felt bad about myself. And then, yeah, and she came into my life, and I'm really glad that she has because it's absolutely amazing. Like, completely and utterly amazing. And now the people who I speak to in my life, there's no more, like, no more bringing you down or anything like that. Like, everybody who I talk to now just constantly wants to big people up, and it's amazing. Whereas when I thought that it was shit and all that kind of stuff, it was just people bringing you down constantly, thinking that they were better than you or that it was crap as well. And I think that's why I like TikTok, the fact that you can surround yourself with people who think the same as you, who want to big people up, who want to make a change in the world, they want to make a change to themselves. And those type of people are amazing because you're constantly bigging each other up. And life is so much better like that when you're just bigging each other up instead of having instead of kind of like knocking each other down, talking shit to each other. And I look back at it now and it's like, I can't believe that I used to do that. I can't believe that I was just so negative all the time. But I look back at it now and it's like, no wonder. I know that I've said this already, but no wonder my life was shit. No wonder the same shit was happening. My back was always going, like I didn't have enough money. Kind of like I thought that I needed weed to make me happy. I thought that I needed the new phone, the new car. Like, always more focused on what other people thought about me rather than what I thought about myself. And the fact when I changed that and I started caring about what I thought about myself, then that was when the world started becoming more abundant, more, I was more grateful for the things that I've already got rather than the things that I don't have. I started realizing that, well, what the hell was I doing paying wads of money for a brand new phone that's exactly the same as my old phone? It's just stupid. And there's a lot of us who are like that, who think that we need the new car. And it's more to do with what other people think about us. We need to, like, we're so focused on what other people think about us. And other people couldn't even give a flying fuck because they've got their own problems. They've got their own issues that they would rather be focusing on. So stop focusing on what other people think about you because they didn't care, honestly. And there's two ways that you can look at that. You can look at it like, yes, nobody gives a fuck. Or you can be depressed about it and like, oh, like nobody gives a fuck. Like, I'm doing all this and nobody's caring. And like, honestly, completely change that around. As soon as you start not giving a fuck what anybody else thinks about you, then life is good. You honestly do not care. Honestly, do not care. And it's great, honestly, it is. It's absolutely fantastic when you can, when you stop caring what other people think about you. And exactly as I've said on this podcast before, if I was caring what people thought about me, I wouldn't be sitting here talking in a microphone right now doing this podcast, because I would be too worried of what other people would say or what other people would think. And I don't even care. I've used this saying like loads of times, just like, what, do you really think that I care what you think about me? Because I don't. You can think whatever the fuck you want, because it's got nothing to do with me what you think about me. As long as I am happy, it doesn't need to make sense to anybody else. Nobody else. So you go and do you. You go and do the things that make you happy. And if the naysayers are there telling you that you can't do it, then just prove them wrong. But then if they are right and you fail, then go back and say, like, all right, I was wrong. I apologize. But at least I tried. At least I made the effort to go and do something that was completely out of my comfort zone. Because, like, anyone can do it. If I can do the things that I have pushed my body through, then you guys and girls can totally do it as well. The ladies and gentlemen of this podcast, you can achieve absolutely anything, anything, as long as you put your mind to it and as long as you are willing to work to it. I also hope that you've been doing the 30-day challenge with myself and Jason. Now, I got up today because it's Friday. I done my positive affirmations. But what day should we be on now? So, Tuesday. Do 5 minutes of deep breathing. So I hope that you have done that today, and if not, then I hope I've just reminded you. On Saturday, you should have done 30 minutes of exercise. Damn it, does that mean that I'm going to need to go for a run? Oh no, it's alright, I'm going out for a walk, so that'll be my 30 minutes of exercise. Day 4, listen to a podcast. I actually want to listen to the Jordan Peterson on the Joe Rogan podcast, because Jordan Peterson's absolutely amazing. I think he's great. I think he's from Canada, actually. Like, every time I listen to him, he always sounds Canadian. Yeah, he is Canadian. So he's a Canadian clinical psychologist. And he is absolutely amazing. And he's so. Like, when he talks, kind of like. He nearly cries. He cries quite a lot. And because he's so passionate about what he's talking about. And I love that. The fact that he tells you straight. He tells you like it is. It's him who I've said about before, where he says that, kind of like, if you've got a problem with me, then we're gonna sort it out now, because a problem that is not looked at. Let's see if I can find it. Sorry, I'm just typing this in. Yeah, it's just gonna take me to YouTube, which I can't listen to. But he totally says that. It's like, if you've got a problem with me, then we need to fix this. Because a problem that isn't solved is then a problem that's multiplied And then you could not talk to the person for absolutely ages, and then when you see them again, you can't even remember basically what happened, but there's still all that hate in you. And we don't need to deal with hate. You know, like I've done it for years and years and years, which I've already said on here, where I held grudges for like ages, absolute ages. And they don't even know it. They don't even know it. They are out living their best life. And that's it. It was just all the hate in my head, and I was dealing with that negativity of all that hate and everything like that. And now just let it go. Just completely let it go. Because there's no point. There is no point in having that. In having that hate in your life. Because it's only you two you're hurting. It's the same with the anger as well. I've definitely been a lot better at this, where I just haven't risen, because at the end of the day, I'm not hurting anybody else apart from myself. So we need to learn how to deal with hate a lot better, because the anger and the hate. Just totally learned that you're only hurting yourself with by getting angry, and the other person might not even like it's one of your triggers that's making you angry. It's not the other person being a dick or being an arsehole or anything like that. It's something that you think that person should understand, because you've been brought up that way, or you've been brought up thinking that that's wrong, but. They don't even know that it's wrong, because they've been brought up completely different to you. So you are getting mad at them for something that you think that they should know, and they don't even know it. And then you're getting raging, and they're probably looking at you like, why is he getting mad? Like, what have I done here? So let's learn to control that anger. Because you see, once you start controlling the anger, and you can stay calm in a situation, then it's so much better. Like I done I actually I'm saying that I controlled my anger. I didn't actually. There was I phoned up three a couple of days ago, and I shouted at the guy down the phone. I told him to shut up, which I shouldn't have. But he was talking over me, and I don't like that. And yeah, I'd like. But then after that, I managed to remain calm. I apologized to the guy as well straight afterwards. I said, look, kind of like I'm getting crap from my ex-girlfriend because of this, and I don't understand. And you kept on talking over me, and yeah, we apologized and got everything sorted. But yeah, it's whereas before, kind of like I would have never have apologized for that. I just would have flew off the handle, told him to shut up, and then kind of like been raging for the rest of the phone call, basically. But I realized that there's no point in being like that. So here's me trying to say that yeah, I'm well better at it and stuff, and that's what happened to me. But at the end of the day, we are all human. We all have these emotions. These emotions do crop up. And as I've said before, you probably need to talk. Like, I've spoken to my anger, been like, oh, all right, anger, how's it going? Here you are. You're not taking control, though. Like, I'm in control. You are not gonna. You're not gonna drive the car, basically. You can't even touch the windows. You can sit there. Until that's it, you know, like I understand that anger is there. That is fine. You can be there, but you're not taking control. I forbid you to take control. And yeah, it worked. I laughed about it. Also, my cold showers as well. I realized that I was getting better at that today as well. I didn't need to shut it off as quickly. Managed to stand underneath the absolutely freezing cold water. Gave me like a brain freeze and everything like that. But oh, that's another one of my catchphrases and everything like that. God's sake, I'm not gonna notice it all the time. But I noticed that I was able to stand underneath the cold water for a longer period of time while it's giving me a brain freeze. It's when it goes down your back, that's probably the worst. I hope it's not just me suffering doing the cold showers here. I hope that someone else has joined me doing the cold showers. I would love to know, so reach out. You'll find me on Instagram, Smokey9E, TikTok, Smokey9E, my email, Smokey9E@gmail.com. I would honestly love to know if anybody else is doing the cold showers or whether it's just me who's suffering. I wouldn't even say suffering. I mean, all right, it's bad. I'm not gonna lie to you, it's cold and everything, but once I get out of the shower, I feel so much better. Really, really good. And it definitely shows that I'm in control. My mind is in control. I'm in control. Because there's that constant. Our brains are constantly looking for the comfort zone, so they want us to be. They don't want us going into a cold shower. They want us to have a nice warm shower with a comfort and. Whereas I'm like, no, no mind. You aren't winning today. We will be going into that cold shower. It was pretty horrible the other day, actually, when it was chucking it down when I got my best time, and it was chucking it down because when I came in, my roof was leaking, so I was on the phone to the council for about 30 minutes waiting to get through. So by the time that I went into the cold shower, I was already cold because I was standing around in a towel waiting to get put through, and. So yeah, I was already cold. So my brain was all like, "Oh no, you're already cold. Like let's put on the hot." It's like, no. You're not getting in the comfort zone again. Because I think that's it. Once you start having hot showers again, then your brain starts winning. And I mean, I've done it. I've completely done it before, where I stopped having the cold showers and I started having hotter ones again. And it wasn't, and then it took me ages trying to get back into the cold showers. It took me ages, 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 but I'm so glad that I've continued on at it this time, and it's been months now that I've been doing it. So I think I'm gonna tell you about what happened with my old job. And the trainer coming up and shouting at us. So we got a new risk assessment out, and this risk assessment. So basically, what happened was that, well, we needed to stick our sticks through the hole in the stop tap, like the top, like the chamber, basically. You needed to, so they've got covers over the top of them. Now, some of them have got holes in the middle of them that you can stick your stick through, and then you tit around basically until you feel the stop tap, and then you would sound that. But what our company wanted us to do, or my ex company, what they wanted us to do is they now wanted us, so someone hit the service at the back of it and created a leak. Now, I think they got charged for it. So what they now wanted us to do was they wanted us to dig up every valve basically so that we could see the stop tap. So me and my mate stopped the work and said that, well, this is a whole brand new way of working. We're gonna need training on this. We don't have the right tools and everything. So backwards and forwards arguing completely, like we argued with the company for so many times on so many different things. And the director, basically the operations director who got put in, he was arguing, like giving me long winded emails and being like, well, this isn't a new way of work, so I don't know if you're not going to be getting paid and all that kind of stuff, trying to threaten us with our wages again. And I emailed him back and I was like, I've been working for the company for about 5 years now, and I've also worked for the company when it was a different company before you bought it over. And I was like, I've never seen anybody working in this sort of way. And I challenge you to go and have a look at the rest of your squads who have been working, who you say are working this way. And I bet you they're not, but that's what you want, so that it's all a liability claim, basically, so that when something happens, you can be like, oh, well, we've put it in the risk assessment, so that means that they shouldn't have been doing it, but they've went away and done that. So, and I also said that the trainer had been up like a few months before, and he had walked around with me while I was working, and not once did he ever tell me that I was doing it the wrong way. And then I got an email back from him being like, well, like, it seems that you know the job pretty well, which will be good for when the trainer comes up. Take tomorrow off. I think this was on like the Thursday, and we got the Friday off, and he was like, he'll be up on Monday. And then it came to the Monday, and then nobody showed up. And then I emailed like one of the bosses, basically. And then we got an email being like, oh, he's actually coming up on Wednesday, so don't come in on Tuesday. And it was like, bloody hell, you know, like, where is the communication in this company? It's absolutely shocking. And then when the trainer came up, he came up with the risk assessment and was like, oh, I'm here to read the risk assessment to you. And it was like, we already know what the risk assessment says. You know, like, we're not dumb. You're meant to be up here training us on how to do this job properly. So the guy goes over, and he goes over to the first stop tap, and like, we were out in Peterhead, which is on the northeast of Scotland, and my mate had picked like a really hard street with these like well annoying swivelly lids that you've got to kind of like chop up, and then you've got to kind of like swivel them around and stuff, and they're really annoying lids. So it was like a whole bunch of them, basically. So the guy comes out, and he's like, oh, well, he was like, right, well, grab your tools then, and I'll train you. And I was like, well, I'm stood down for safety, so I won't be grabbing any tools. I was like, and you can use my tools if you want from the back of my van to show us how to do the job. So he grabs the tools and everything, and he goes to the next, he goes to the first one, and he chops it up, and it's like, you're not even wearing safety glasses. Now, remember that this is the trainer who is meant to be training us on how to do the job safely. So he chops up the first one with no safety glasses, and then he's just like, it's filled up with water, so you can't actually see the stop tap, and he's just a way to stick his stick like straight through without it. You know, he can't even see the stop tap, basically. And it's like, what are you doing? You're not allowed to do that. You need to see the stop tap. And he starts getting a bit frustrated, and then after that, kind of like, he moves on to the next one, and I was like, oh, you'll need the pump and all that kind of stuff so that you can clean out. He's like, oh no, I'll just put an X there. And then he goes on to the next one, chops that one up, still no safety glasses or anything like that. And then he chops up the next one, and it's filled up with mud. You still can't see the stop tap, and he was just a way to stick the stick back through again. And I was like, what are you doing? You cannot do that. Like, and our supervisor was there, and he was like, yeah, we've had a toolbox talk. It says that you need to see the stop tap. So kind of like, he starts walking back to his van. He's like, oh, you're being well awkward. No, what is it he said? He said to me, he was like, oh, well, I've never heard anything so stupid in all my life, and I've been in the water industry for 30 years. And I was like, exactly. That's what we're trying to tell the director of operations, and he's not listening. So I was like, maybe you can go back and tell him. And then he was like, oh, you two aren't listening, so I like, we can't do this. And he starts going back to his van, and then he's talking about how we could cholerate through the pipes, basically, to see if there was a leak that way. And then my mate, who went running with me and everything like that, he said, but if we're getting singled out for doing that, then the rest of the company will need to be doing that, because that's discrimination. And then he started, oh, sorry, it's because I'm talking loads. But yeah, then he came like, what was it? He came up, and then I asked him, I was like, how do you not know the policies and procedures? Like, you are the trainer, you're meant to be training us. I was probably a bit more irate than that, a bit passionate about it. And he was like, oh, what, do you know all the policies and procedures? And I was like, yeah, of course I do, because I read them. And then I was like, but how did you not know? Like, how do you not know the policies and procedures for this company? It is absolutely shocking. Like, you are meant to be the trainer, you're meant to be the one who's coming to train us on how to do the job safely and properly. And I think I kept on at him, and he just went, shut up. And then yeah, after that I completely just stopped the meeting. I was just like, I'm not being spoken to like that. I was like, I wouldn't put up with being spoken to that outside of work, so why should I be putting up with it inside of work? And then after that we were off until we got made redundant, basically. So it's pretty funny. Like, I was talking to the other guy who was up for redundancy with me and my mate, right? This guy can't drive in a driving job. He keeps on getting pulled up about his work because he can't put in a leak. But then me and my mate were the two who went, so it seems a bit dodgy, really. Seems a really bit dodgy. But yeah, what can you do? I'm glad that I'm away from the company, because it was just ultimate stress all the time of them not listening to you, making you sound like you were the idiot because you were bringing up these valid health and safety problems. So I'm glad that I'm away. So there's a little bit of a story for you before I disappear, because I'm quite busy. I still need to go a bit shopping, and I still need to go to Home Bargains. I still need to drink my cold Starbucks coffee as well, which is well gone. It's been staring at me, but I didn't want to stop. Been in full flow. But again, people, exactly as I said at the start of this episode, if it wasn't for you, then we wouldn't be here. So thank you very much. Episode 50, done and dusted, which is crazy, absolutely crazy. I honestly cannot believe that we are this far as we have been. So, you know what I'm gonna say. I think this should be my catchphrase rather than that kind of stuff. So remember, love big, be happy, appreciate the small things, be thankful for what you already have, and stop focusing on what you don't have. Remember, the aim of the game is to find happiness from within. Go and enjoy your Tuesday, people. Peace and love, as always. Ciao.